Hey everybody, it's Leslie
and Mike,
and we're here for the Friday Night Beer Blog. There almost wasn't one tonight, Mike.
You boycotting?
How do I say this?
Man, you're going right there tonight, aren't you?
Okay. Well, it's a different one. I don't have words. It's a different one. It's been a hard day for me. It's been a hard day for women in general. My heart has been hurting a lot of the day. So I was so tempted. I had a blog written for tonight, and I was so tempted to just call the whole thing off and not do something. But I've since listened to a few things that were said by a few people today. Maria Shriver was one. Mel Robbins was one. It's okay to feel what you feel. And you should feel the way you feel, but you can't let that be all that you do. Is that what I'm trying to say?
I think I understand what you're saying, and I think the way you got to look at it is there are a lot of people with a lot of opinions and views on this whole issue, and I think what you have to do is believe in what you believe in, but at the same time, we all have to get through this together.
And yeah, that's not exactly what I'm saying.
I know. I'm trying to soften it up a little bit.
No, it's more that I'm feeling a certain way. Not happy. Overwhelmed by what has happened, but you can't keep that feeling. You can't let that feeling keep you down. You can feel that feeling, but it has to spur you to change as opposed to just giving up, which would be very easy to do. I think that the only thing that I am able to do, because, people feel the way they feel and that's the way they feel, but I have to... as Maria Shriver today said, you have to stand up and let people know how you feel about things. And I'm not happy with the overturning of Roe versus Wade. I'm not ashamed to say that. That's the way I feel. The majority of Americans feel that way. Majority of women feel that way. But the only thing that I can do, and I've talked to my sister about this a little bit, is... how do you affect change? And change comes at the voting box. That's what I believe. There are far too many of us that take their voting right for granted and allow other people to take their power and vote the way they feel things should be, as opposed to us putting people in office to vote for things that we as a majority feel they should be. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a blog ready for today, and it got shelved because I almost didn't do a Friday Night Beer blog. But I decided to go back into the coffers of the Friday Night Beer blog. I've been writing this blog since 2019, the end of 2019. And we went for a whole year with it just being a blog and there was no podcast. And so I went back and found one of the blogs that I wrote. It's been a little over 2 years ago that I brought out that I want to do a podcast version of.
Ah.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell.
I was ready 10 minutes ago. How long have we been doing this?
Okay.
I got one word in.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. So, the title of this week's beer blog, which is brought to you by my wad. All that other stuff that we usually say.
Yeah, some people don't like to read. Blah, 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 blah. Boom. Let's get in.
It all started with the preamble. June 12th, 2020. That's when this first was written and put out there. The second blog of the Restoration Age, reread and recorded as a Friday Night Beer blog, number 71, on June 24th, 2022. Preamble of the Declaration of Independence, agreed on July 4, 1776, signed August 2nd, 1776. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. For those of you that don't know, I currently do content and visual research for museum AV installations around the world. And because of the basic nature of museums, I delve mostly into history and have had the honor of working on exhibits at the Museum of American Revolution, the National Constitution Center, the Gettysburg National Historic Park, the Capitol Visitor Center, Walt Disney's Hall of Presidents, Alabama Department of Archives and History, and even the National Law Enforcement Museum. Now, while I am certainly not an expert or scholar on any of the above subjects, I have spent a fair amount of time over the last 20-plus years, it's actually 30-plus years, engrossed in the history of our country. It is a fascinating story, one without end, that is being rewritten every day, like today. Subheading, the Founding Fathers were nowhere near perfect.
Well, yeah, because up above you could see where they just referenced men.
Awfully harsh against thy sex, eh?
Oh, no, I'm just calling it out. Women weren't included. It was only written in the Constitution for men.
Oh, this is true. One thing that I have definitely summoned after all these years is that the U.S. Constitution was debated, written, and ratified by a bunch of flawed white men known as our Founding Fathers. The ideas and framework for this new independent country that they were building were singular, ground never covered before. But the men made mistakes and omissions. They knew it, and that is a good thing. Why? Because knowing this has allowed them and us to amend the document to help bring many issues under the fold for the very people the Declaration of Independence preamble says that it protects. They knew right away that changes and additions must be made to the document, and their very first amendment was freedom of speech. In creating this new democracy, they wanted to make sure that the people had the right to practice their choice religion, have a free press, and the ability to protest peaceably against the government without fear of retribution. They themselves had been persecuted for standing up to tyranny, fought and won the Revolutionary War against King George III. The First Amendment would help protect the young country to make sure those things didn't happen again. Subheading, just look at the issue of slavery. They heavily debated the issue of slavery at the time, but did not make a decision on it during the initial penning of the Constitution. In fact, it was left out entirely. Although they believed that all men are created equal, many of them had slaves and were swayed by their own greed and egos. They put economic growth ahead of the human condition for nearly 100 years. Like I said, flawed. The issue percolated, sometimes violently, until finally President Abraham Lincoln worked to have slavery and involuntary servitude abolished as part of the bedrock reasoning for the Civil War, fought in the 1860s. In the dedication of the Gettysburg Cemetery, in what is known as the Gettysburg Address, near the end of the war, Lincoln reflected back to Thomas Jefferson's words from the Declaration of Independence, saying, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. He concluded his address by calling for a new birth of freedom and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. And thus the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery was ratified at the end of 1865, following his assassination. Subheading. Making headway. In 1868, the 14th Amendment gave explicit citizenship rights to everyone born or naturalized in the United States. Followed by the 15th Amendment in 1870 that gave African American men the right to vote. These two Reconstruction Amendments, along with the 13th, were ratified to fulfill the promise made to African Americans, guaranteeing freedom and prevention of discrimination. But over time, unlawful incarceration / convict leasing, state laws such as Jim Crow, and other federal decisions limited the rights promised. On March 7th, 1965, during the first peaceful voting rights march from Selma to Montgomery, participants were met on the Edmund Pettus Bridge and beaten back physically by state police on national television in what is now called Bloody Sunday. The pictures and outrage finally sparked national voting reform. Black Americans during that civil rights era used their courage and their First Amendment right when they knew it was justified, and as a result, brought about sweeping change. In particular, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, signed into law by President Lyndon Johnson, outlawed legal barriers at the state and local levels that prevented African Americans from exercising their right to vote. During the 95 years between the ratification of the 15th Amendment and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, African Americans in the South faced many obstacles to voting, including poll taxes, literacy tests, and other bureaucratic restrictions. They risked harassment, intimidation, economic punishment, and physical violence. As a result, very few African Americans were registered voters, and they had very little, if any, political power, either locally or nationally. Subheading. Don't forget the ladies.
Here we are.
Here we go. Women also finally received the vote in 1920 after nearly 100 years of suffrage activists and reformers fighting for that right. It took 100 years for our government to declare that women had all of the same rights to citizenship and the vote as white men in this country. Now, women outnumber men, and the disparity is expected to grow. Think about the footprint that women could leave. But I will leave that for another day. Imagine the reaction of Abigail Adams, who wrote to the 1776 Continental Congress, and I quote, "Remember the ladies, and be more generous and favorable to them than your ancestors. Do not put such unlimited power into the hands of the husbands. Remember, all men would be tyrants if they could. If particular care and attention is not paid to the ladies, we are determined to foment a rebellion and will not hold ourselves bound by any laws in which we have no voice or representation." End quote. Subheading. If voting is so important, why don't you do it? So, where does the right to vote stand now? Mike, where does it stand? Are people aware of the past and proud to be able to cast their vote in recognition of the fight undertaken by so many? No. That's the answer. I would hope so, but the right to vote seems to be a throw-off. In our 2016 Kentucky general election, only 59% of those eligible to vote cast a ballot. 41 votes out of 100 were wasted or stolen. Voters were suppressed, or they couldn't be bothered, or it was raining and they didn't want to get wet, or they felt like they just didn't know enough about the candidates, or they felt like their one vote didn't matter and it couldn't change anything anyway. Nothing makes me more sad than that last statement. Of course, your vote is important. By God. One vote may feel unheard, but when combined with other votes, that ripple vote of yours becomes part of a wave that can change the landscape. Protest and demonstrations work the same way. One voice is small, but a group of voices is loud. It shows what large groups of our fellow citizens stand for or against. A protest informs and gives individuals confidence to speak up. Unfortunately, all the protests in the world don't mean a damn thing if you don't find and support candidates that believe in the things that you champion. And go fill in that little circle for them on the voting ballot. Only then can real change be made at the local, state, and federal levels. Subheading. It's your right, it's your heritage, it's your legacy gift to your children. Speak up. March and protest. Put up yard signs. Sign petitions. Educate yourself. Register to vote. Get other people to register to vote. And then get your ass to the voting booth. And if you witness voter suppression, report it and know your rights. Make your voice heard in every primary, and then do it again in every general election in November, and then again the next primary, and so on. Voting in just one election doesn't solve anything. Democracy is alive, but will only survive if you participate. After the election, hold those that you helped elect to the fire. Expect them to do the job that they promised you as their constituent. They work for you. You do not work for them. And they will be flawed too. So stay vigilant. Voting is one of the most primal rights we have as Americans. So don't give it away. Those that came before you, thank you for upholding their beliefs and convictions and the things that they have already fought for you. Don't drop that baton. Okay. That was 2 years ago, I wrote.
Really? Same verbatim? I mean,
yeah, it's verbatim. Wow. I haven't changed anything.
It's heavy.
It is heavy. It's long. But I felt that it was apropos today because, you know, things happen. And then we have to figure out what we can do to make change if that's what we want to do. And I think it is so important for people to know that they have the power to make changes, and that is all in your vote. And that is the bedrock of what this country was built on, democracy.
I agree, but I think part of the problem today with voting is that you either vote for all or nothing. And the problem is that I think most people don't align with one party or the other. And the thing is if you have beliefs, you can't vote per belief. You have to vote per party line.
Now, I've put some thought into this.
Okay.
I think that everybody should have issues that they find very important. And they have a line of, does this person believe this or do they believe this? And that is the first go. So then what is your next thing that you believe in or is one of your beliefs?
Rule hierarchy.
Yeah. And this one's right up there for me. And that's why I am passionate about it. So, you know, and like I said, it's, you never know. It's not something that people go around talking about, but maybe we should.
I think if you did all the time, you'd probably lose some friends. along the way.
Well, I'll say you have to like go around talking about it all the time, but I definitely want people to know where I stand. And I think you should, because I mean, this is about women's health rights, and I'm scared to death for our daughter. I'm scared to death for our son's future wife, the children that they have. I'm scared for all of the women out there right now, you know? You have nothing to say.
No, I know. I have so much to say, but it's hard to, you know, articulate it without someone taking offense to it. So I have my beliefs, and I do agree with you in many ways. But in many ways, I do think people need to be more decisive about the lines they draw. And those are the people who are up there making decisions. And they need to be more factual. But I think it's like gun laws. I think everybody skirts the truce just to sway people towards their opinion and what they want. And it's just, it's unfortunate because I think they take advantage of the people who are less educated or have the ability or desire to educate themselves about the issues that are out there.
I think that that's why it's on all of the rest of us to bring everybody else along and to encourage voting, because, you know, you talk about these people in charge and voting the way they want to. They're in office. They are in power because of us, of whether we voted for them or whether we decided that we couldn't be bothered that day to go to the voting booth. So, you know, the power lies with us. You just have to take it back. You have to do a little work, get informed, and then you have to go vote.
Yeah, but I agree with that. I mean, you have to do everything you can do. But at the same time, I can see how people get discouraged, because once they do that and things don't turn out the way they want because of whatever the circumstance, it's hard to swallow.
And
it
is
discouraging.
That is the hardest, that is the saddest thing that I've heard, that anybody, because that's not just in this situation, it's in life. It's in life in general. You know, people want things to work out the first time, and if they don't, then they quit.
Yeah.
And people really need to be aware that you just have to keep at things. It might not happen the first time, but you have to keep, if you really believe it, then you have to keep pushing through on whatever that thing is, whether it's putting somebody in office or getting someone out of office or trying a new thing and it didn't work out the first time, or a dream you had and it's not going your way and it's just going to be too hard. You know, it's, you got to stay the path on those things.
I agree. And I think everything that you said in this whole thing up here with, you know, how history has evolved and really it's people have stood up, you know, it's Selma and those types of things have like changed the face. And if they didn't do it, things would probably not have changed.
Right.
So it's, yes.
And that's why you're saying, you know, a lot of people believe that, you know, I can't make a difference. I can't make a difference by myself. And that's why I'm like, well, it may be hard for one person, but that's why you gather a community, because a community creates a movement in anything, not just in issues, but in everyday
beliefs.
Things.
I don't know.
I mean, just like everyday things. I don't know. You know, after I did the Friday Night Beer blog on gun control a few weeks ago, I was like, wow, that's super heavy. And you never know if people aren't going to listen or whatever. And I was like, well, I'm just going to keep it light from now on. But then I'm like,
hell no.
Today, I'm just kind of like, how do you not, first of all, how do you just ignore something that has been precedent for 50 years and go on and talk about drinking beer and life is la-di-da-di-da. How do you do that? Or how do you ignore it and just pretend it doesn't happen and it's not a part of real life? Because it is. I'm like, oh, fuck it. All right. So, you know, I didn't have time to write anything. So I figured I would pull this out. It had never had a podcast done on it. I'm very about people getting to the voting booth. I don't care how you vote. I do not care how you vote.
But should vote the way people... Leslie votes.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. Now, if you, you know, we have had disagreements on certain things.
Sure.
And you're very passionate about, and you don't.
I don't hold back.
You don't, yes, you don't hold back.
No.
And it's very hard to, for you to even change your thought process.
Well,
you are,
I think it's hard for everybody to change their thought process.
I think some of us are more open than we should be. And you would say analysis paralysis, you know, like me, you know, I listen. And unfortunately, I'm one of those moderates in the middle who have to weigh the facts. And I take too much time to make decisions and, you know, but. And where's
and
your
election
like,
day?
You're like,
and election day comes and goes, and you didn't vote.
Wait, don't say that because I always vote. Sometimes it's in an uninformed vote, but I do it anyway.
Like I said, you just got to put in a little bit of time. I am passionate about what I believe.
There are
and,
some things
and
that
I
you
have,
are very passionate
about. And I have certain
about.
Beliefs for. For very good reasons. I stand my ground in certain areas, not in all areas, but in certain areas because of the life that I have led and because of the things that I know. And like I said, I encourage everyone to vote. I don't care how you vote. That is not, that's not my say. I think that it is every American's right to vote and they should practice that. That's why we live here. That's why everybody wants to come here, because we have that freedom. And we just have to use it. We have to stop complaining about certain things and make the change. That's all. Oh my gosh. Am I going to publish
Is
this?
Is it 25 minutes? Are we at 30 minutes?
Am I going to publish this? Okay, everybody. We hope that you have a... Oh, it's long. Oh, we hope that you have a...
It's not my fault this time.
We hope that you have a great weekend. And, you know, if you're not registered to vote, register to vote. Start getting informed on the issues now.
Yes, collect the details.
We do have
understand the details.
We do have elections coming up very soon, so it's up to you. All right? Rate if you want. Review if you want. It's okay. We'll see you next week.
Unless it's not five stars. Don't.
See you next week.
See you.